Hi, this is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
what time it is right now. This is Yip Dump Music, and you are 91.5 FM WFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. What you're listening to is Haile Mariji and the Walias performing the song Tezeta off of the album Tezeta. What you're going to be listening to next is not a song by Haile Mariji and the Walias, but after that, you will be listening to another song by Haile Mariji and the Dalak Band. The song in between is not a cover, but is a stylistic reference to the rich history and textures of Ethiopian jazz and funk. It is by a band from my hometown, Austin, Texas. They are called The Point. The song is called Wede Haraguzo, and this is WMFO. Please enjoy. Thank you. Well, that was Wede Hare Guzo by Hailemergia and the Dalek Band. I don't know why the next song is not playing. Maybe if we play the song after that, it'll begin? Not that either. Well, let's see. Let's do a hard reset. And in the meantime, I can talk about that song. So, as you know, every week, the beginning of the set is always and as ever Tezeta by Hailemergia and the Walyas, which was a song that really kind of was my personal entry point into what is a very, very highly talked about sort of corner of the music, world music sphere, which is Ethio Jazz, so specifically from sort of the 60s, 70s, taking a lot of classic Amharic, Ethiopian, and Eritrean stylings and sort of transforming that with Western instrumentation. So you hear that beautiful keyboard that Hailemergia plays, you know, a lot of your 70 sounds involved in that, which is pretty fun, which is very reductive, but I'm not very good at talking about music. But it's kind of taken the world by storm, I would say, in the past several years, but really the past probably 10 plus years, there's been a couple pockets of the collector and sort of erudite music world that has kind of put in the effort to distribute and encourage more African music to enter into the American sphere. So specifically that record of the same name, Wede Hare Guzo, was re-released on the label Awesome Tapes from Africa, which you've probably heard of, but that's one of the records that, one of the labels that kind of sources a lot of records from the continent and brings it to another continent, which is pretty interesting. I was actually reading about it because I feel like, you know, obviously there's a lot of imagery around, you know, the American record label, usually that they're kind of, how do I put this, skeezy and sleazy. And I feel like, you know, on the surface, you hear about some dudes bringing in music from a continent that has not been treated very kindly by the United States in the past, and selling it, like, and now it's all cool. But they do actually do a lot to support the artists themselves and make sure that they are compensated for their work, which is pretty sweet. I'm just waiting for those to go. The significance of Wede Hare Guzo, it means going to Harare, which is a city in Ethiopia. And I really liked playing two songs that had the same title and very similar style, one kind of inspired by the other back to back, because I love covers, which is very unoriginal. But I love covers. I love comparing and contrasting what people pick up on in certain songs. And I love when people do something different with different music that is about the same topic or the same lyrics. And if this would boot up, I wanted to play an entire cover last half of the set, but I'm just having all kinds of problems today. So I'm just going to keep talking, and I hope you enjoy that. I'll probably pop on some Fiona Apple, which is usually my go-to when my own devices don't want to play music, and I just play, okay, that's cool. Yeah, no, that's cool. I'm going to stop rambling, and, you know, I'm just going to put on some Fiona Apple, and it's all going to be okay. Shall we listen to? Shall we listen to Rick Deckard? Tell me. Oh, I love this Breeder song. Okay, we're gonna listen to this. Okay. cancel. Okay, I'll be back.
She's well acquainted with the touch of a velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. Man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots. Lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. Of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
I
Well, now's as good a time as any to read a PSA, because we're back where we began again, folks. I got through one song. I got through one song by the Ghetto Brothers. I saw a tear, and then we pooped out again. So while I sort myself, while I see myself out, yeah, that's not doing anything. Okay, just gonna read a PSA real quick. Walking. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative just to driving or even just taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Beautiful message. Love walking. Okay. Beautiful. Have some hope. Wait. We gotta do it. Oh, maybe I spoke too soon. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, I know the next song will hopefully play, and that'll buy us some time, ideally. Folks, I don't know what's going on today. I think I may have bit off more than I can chew with continuing to use, and now 6-7-year-old computer. Well, it might be a short show today. But I guess I just wanted to talk about my other emergency song that I played, Happiness is a Warm Gun, another cover by the Breeders, which I didn't even really realize until I saw it pop up in the little automatic queue. I just immediately went, oh, I love that song, as I do. But, you know, also a cover, and also, you know, it just is fun. You can do really fun things when you play a cover. You can make it crazy. You can do your own thing with it. You can, you know, be the Breeders because you're rock stars and play, you know, some song from some band that nobody's ever heard of, like the Beatles. But yeah, also the original is a great track too. So it's fun to kind of compare and contrast what you like about both of them. Man, this is really ticking me off. I guess I'll take this opportunity also to talk about something that makes me feel very nostalgic and very emotional. As I mentioned before, I'm from the city of Austin, Texas, and oh, it started again. Well, I'm gonna talk over it, I don't care. City of Austin, Texas, and there's a radio station called KUTX, and there was a radio DJ for many years, named John Ailey, who was the most technologically unsound person maybe ever to be on the airwaves. And he would just sit there in silence, as I was doing earlier, and you could hear just the sound of the air conditioning in the background, because he didn't know that his mic was on, or he just knew his mic was on, and he was just processing what he was listening to the point where there was an ad for his show called Eclecticos, where on the radio they would play, it's not dead air, it's just Eclecticos. And he passed away a couple years ago. Which is very sad, because he was a inspiration for me to get into radio. Clearly, I'm doing just as well as he is. Thank you, John. He's here today. I'm gonna play this song. It's Exuma, the OBM in by Exuma. Na, 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 na.
Exuma was my name when I lived in the stars. Exuma was a planet that once lit Mars. I got the voices of many in my throat, the teeth of a frog and the tail of a goat. I'm Exuma, I'm the OBM. Yeah.
come out of me.
Oh, yeah.
Take that come out of me.
Oh, yeah.
And you make it come see.
Oh, yeah.
And she will love you.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
And when she got to running.
Oh, yeah.
Got some cream on her track.
Oh, yeah.
You take some power.
Oh, yeah.
And you make some pop.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna give you.
Oh, yeah.
Fat in your back.
Oh, yeah.
I make all my. I'm the other.
With Pugamana, Hector Hippolyte. Oh, bear, oh, bear, oh, bear. Oh, bear's in me. I drank the water from the fiery sea. I'm in trouble. Creatures of the earth, they see a man. I'm a Zuma, I'm the European man. I'm a Zuma.
Look at the stars in your eyes.
just to be alive. When I feel like the living dead, giving it up so fine, living my life in vain. And where am I going to?
True love will find you in the end. Find out just who's your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until
with a catch. Only if you're looking can it find you.
Cause true love is searching too. But how can unless you step out into the light, the light. Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until
Shaky Graves and Jess Williamson covering True Love Will Find You in the End by Daniel Johnston. Fun fact about that single is they actually recorded it as a live session in, I believe it was the Natural Bridge Caverns outside of Austin, Texas, but I could very much be wrong. It definitely was recorded in some kind of limestone cavern, which Texas is so famous for because it's all rock down there. And therefore, I had never been inside of a basement until I was in college. That's a fun fact about me. If you didn't pick up on the theme of the last half of the set, which I finally was able to play, just wanted to thank everyone for hanging in there, because there were a lot of woodland creatures of the night coming out of my computer. Skeletons, centipedes, both of those woodland creatures that you know and love. It was all Daniel Johnston songs being covered by other artists. And I think it's a testament to the lyricist when so many covers can do so many different things and all sound funky fresh and rockin'. And it was fun. It was a very, very Austin, Texas centric episode today. Not a problem for me, but maybe some of you will go on a new path and get invested in the work of Daniel Johnston or Shaky Graves, who I went to school with his half-sister, fun fact. And also The Point, they just put out a new record called Maldito Animal, and it's fantastic, so you should check it out. Right now you're listening to Wish I Was by Kim Deal, and I'm tempted to keep talking, but I also feel very boring. So I'm going to try and play the next song, and if it doesn't work, then I'm just going to put on automation and leave. But this is the song that we end every set with, and I will see you next week. Hopefully the same time? The time may change. No, it won't. It won't change until later. But regardless, I'll be here. You'll know when. You'll feel it. All you have to do is turn on your radio, and I'll be there.
Don't know where life's going, but soon.